You're all feeling refreshed, as though you might actually have a chance to recover the Forever Stone, despite all evidence to the contrary. So you are at an intersection. You look like you're at the base of one of the mine shafts. Based on how you've been descending and the rooms you've gone through, you think that this is probably at the base of one of the mine shafts that you saw above, where one of the rickety platforms was. And the backpack is nearby.
Oh, the backpack.
Which we have not looked at yet.
We just carried with us this whole way. You checked it for traps, didn't you?
I checked near it for traps. I did not check it for traps. I did not actually touch the pack. I can.
Let's go for it.
Yeah, I'll look in the pack.
All right.
Let's opening the pack?
Or wait, are you checking for traps?
Or are you just picking up the pack?
Can we check the pack for traps? Is that...
I already would have checked when he looked around.
So yeah.
Okay. As I mentioned, there are several bulges inside.
Let's open these. Let's see what these bulges are about.
Okay. Opening the pack, you see four glass bottles that are probably potions.
Probably. That makes me nervous.
Well, I'm going to have to acknowledge them, I'm sure.
Mm. If you want to pull one out, you can.
Sure. I will pull one of the potions out.
All right. You see that there is two potions of healing. They're labeled, and there's two potions of healing, a potion of invisibility, a potion of climbing, and further beyond the potions, you see that there's also a scroll.
Nice.
Oh, I take and examine the scroll.
It is a scroll of knock, which, because it's a spell you know, you can use that scroll in place of one of your spell slots.
Excellent.
Remind me what knock does.
It's good for breaking open chests or doors if they're stuck. Like,
the downside is noise, if I recall.
Makes about a 300-foot sound.
So we'd be waking up everyone in the dungeon.
Still.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's super useful. Okay. All right. That's good.
So we have not. Gone down either of these shafts.
Anybody can use the potions.
We're on the same level.
Right?
You're at the bottom of the shafts.
Oh, okay.
These lead back to the shafts you saw above.
Okay. That's
where
that's
the dwarven names were.
Right.
One of them does not have a lift. The one to the south does. The area to the south is clearly a dead end, except that there is a path to the east that you haven't explored yet, and that is where Hug died.
Guys, can we just take a moment of silence for Hug? Because.
Yeah, while I tie a rope to his ankle and we drag him with us.
He was my friend, and he helped us, and he was a good guy. He was a good guy, and oh, God, he smells. Sorry,
I know, it's terrible. All the way down
he
the hallway.
He starts to stink. All right.
Oh, boy.
He shall hug no more.
Wait a minute. What? This is my dagger on his... Son of a bitch stole my dagger. Guys, screw Hug. We're not even burying him.
Spit on him.
So would you like to take one of these lifts or attempt to climb back to the top, go back through the circular room, or head down the corridor to the east?
I vote corridor to the east.
So do I.
I agree, but a real quick question about the potions. When you take, anybody can use the potion of healing, right?
Yes.
And it takes effect immediately?
Yeah, you gain 2d4+2.
I'm going to hand Drake one of the potions of healing.
Okay.
Since he's our healer who can continually heal.
Yes, and I do not have one.
Okay. So I've given you one of the potions of healing.
Potion.
And to be honest, you're probably better off with the potion of climbing.
That makes sense.
I agree.
Okay, I'll take that.
So I'll give you the potion of climbing.
I'll take that climbing posh.
And I will hand to Barbie one of the invisibility potion.
Thanks.
Because it's good to have an invisible raging barbarian.
That'd be an amazing
right? Okay, sorry, I just realized how I wanted to portion those out.
So down the corridor to the east, when you cast your torchlight in that direction, you can see that it continues straight for some distance. It goes for about 80 feet before it begins to spiral downward.
Oh. Okay.
Eventually, you come to a section of the corridor where there are two 12-foot-long wooden beams spanning a 10-foot-wide shaft of unknown depth. The tunnel continues on ahead, well beyond this shaft.
I see.
So it's like two beams that cross the shaft.
Right. And have a foot of...
That we could presumably step
purchase
over.
On either side.
You have a pit and planks going across it.
So down that pit, see what's going on in there.
It's safe to say the lower we go, the likelihood of the Forever Stone being at the bottom is...
Higher?
Higher.
No, I agree. I don't want to go down in here, but
oh.
I feel like we should cross.
Did okay. you want to peer over the edge and see how far down it goes?
Well, the last time I peered in anything, I got a hell of a shock.
This is not a very high-tech room, though.
It doesn't seem that way. Oh, it doesn't seem that way.
We can tie a rope around your waist.
No, I was not serious. I think this is a death pit. I don't think this is a cool area.
Happiness is not lying at the bottom.
I'm not looking to go down it. I'm looking to get over it.
We just want to walk across
it.
Yeah. But let's get a feel for its depth, if we could.
Okay.
So we'll have to peek over there.
You can just peek over, and it goes well beyond the light of your torch. So it's at least 40, 50 feet deep. Could be deeper.
All right. So it's a pretty rotten drop.
We all have a bunch of torches, right?
Yeah, we do. We
have a torch. I chuck a torch down. I drop a torch down.
It goes down for about what you would guess is 80 feet before hitting the ground, and it hits the ground pretty hard, and it goes out.
Okay.
So, yeah, no fun.
It was at the 80 feet.
Buddy system. Buddy system.
What shape are these planks of wood in?
They're actually looking pretty sturdy.
All right, here's what we're going to do. I will tie a piece of rope around my waist and the other end around you.
Yeah.
And I'll steady myself, and you can walk across the plank. That way, if the plank breaks underneath you,
you guys are bracing.
I can pull you back up.
Okay.
And then when you get to the other end, you can do the same for me as I cross.
Okay.
Okay.
I like this
idea. All right. That's a good idea.
Doing that system, you can cross the planks. Nothing happens. You can
then I cross.
Extend the rope. When you cross... You hear a voice down below that's a loud voice that echoes from below that says, "Help! I've fallen and I can't get up!"
Whoa. And we've also just set
what?
Him on fire?
What? Sorry.
No.
I pull out my short sword and look at it.
I continue walking across the plank and I get to the other end and I go, "All right, no probs here, no trubs here." No.
We gotta do something. So I just call down, "Help is on the way." Let's keep going.
When you shout down there, you hear him. You hear the voice say, "What are you waiting for? I'm dying down here."
Yeah, he's in bad shape. Let's keep.
Sounds like a leprechaun.
I'm worried.
Might have the freedom stone.
Freedom stone. If patriotism is going to continue, we must get the Freedom Stone.
Barbie and Hayden are on the western
side. We're on the western side.
Well, we got a lot of rope. If you guys want to investigate this, we could throw a rope down. Although his legs might be broken. We don't know what state.
So I shout down and ask, you know, "Are you injured? What's wrong? What's happened?"
The voice replies.
Or how bad are you injured? Sorry. I know he's injured. He's dying.
What are you waiting for? I'm dying down here.
Okay, so it's either an echo pit or he's really just not going to be talkative about
it. But that's
condition.
The same thing he's already said.
That's I don't like that.
It's like a spell.
It's like
something.
It's or a trap or something like that.
It's not a very good trap.
Well, help me. I'm dying. We go help and then.
No, I'm saying, but. There's not enough voices.
Oh, you're speaking of crafting.
There's not enough dialogue.
It's not enough craftsmanship here. I see.
They ran out of room on the chip.
Yeah. It's just a string. It's just a string. In a moment,
options.
He'll say there's a snake in his boots.
Yeah. There's a snake in my boots.
Okay. Somebody's a poison in the watermelon.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't trust that.
I don't trust this a teeny bit. I don't even. So I suggest to Barbie that we use the same system to traverse
just
this.
Just haul ass across? I agree.
Wow.
All right, you can do so.
All right.
When you cross, Hayden, you hear the voice down below say, "Help, I can't feel my legs."
Me, I can't feel your legs either.
That's three.
It phases me not. I continue to walk. I'm not happy about it, but this place is...
Yeah.
And Barbie, when you cross over, it says, "I can't move. I've trapped under the scaffold."
Okay, that's four. Four different things.
Scaffold.
I call down and I say, "What's your name?"
"Wendy, I think you hurt me real bad."
Wendy?
Say Wendy. Wendy?
Say Wendy.
Like as in who's...
As in the burger
tripping down the
lady?
Streets of the city, or...
Every window.
Do you ask it a question?
We could talk to this thing all day.
Well, we'll give it a
I'm trying to determine if it's
his legs are broken.
Give it a little more time.
Then there's scaffolding.
Right. Well, they're building stuff.
Yeah.
So, story checks out.
We're in a mine. There is some scaffolding.
Can we tie a torch to a rope and lower that?
Sure.
All right.
As you lower it down, when it gets down to the bottom of the shaft, it does look like there's some rubble down there, but you can't see a body or anything.
Hmm. What's the sphere of the rate, or what's the radius of light that we can see? Can we, for instance, move
the bottom of the shaft?
You can see the bottom. It's
the
80
whole bottom.
Feet.
Just rubble.
You can see what your field of vision allows when you're looking 80 feet down a 10 foot by 10
foot.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Square.
I see.
Well, if we don't see anybody.
Can you see our light?
Windy, I think you hurt me real bad.
All right, no.
Okay, no. Let's go.
Shut it down.
You pull the rope and the torch back up and leave behind the mine shaft.
Yes,
yep.
We do.
The path to the east continues to spiral downward. And as you come to the end of this series of spirals, you can see that there is actually an exit to the north and an exit to the east. The corridor to the east, which you encounter first, has a stone door that is carved in the likeness of a grinning dwarf's face. Its mouth forms a 3-foot-wide hole that passes all the way through the 6-inch-thick portal. There is also...
I shoved Hug Hug in there.
I love that you're so disappointed at the lost opportunity. God, wow, we could have shoved Hug Hug in there. Why did we not?
Well, we're outside. Right. We should have just picked up like a bag of squirrels or something and just chucked them.
That would have been a good idea.
I like that this is her first time playing, and she's already realized the bag of rats trick, which is a common trick of D&D
what?
Players.
What?
I've never heard of this.
You've never heard of bag of rats?
No.
Bag of rats is if you have something that triggers off of you killing something or hitting something, you take it around and you hit the rats to get the benefit because they're a creature, and when they die, you get some benefit.
Oh, my gosh.
I've been playing the game wrong all this time.
I've never heard the bag of rats.
Wow.
Huh.
Okay, so we've got this.
So you have this door to the east. So in addition to it being shaped like a grinning dwarf with a mouth that you can just pass through, it also has a stone doorknob on one side, which suggests that the door could be opened in a conventional way, as well as passing through the mouth.
We can see right through the mouth into the room?
Into the corridor beyond, yes. Okay. Carved above the door are words in dwarvish script, which I will give to you.
Why would you put a hole like that in a door?
Well, maybe it's like, if you go through the mouth, you're safe, but if you open the door, you're effed, or vice versa.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't the door, the lightning door, also smiley dwarf shaped?
Mm-hmm.
Before that room, yeah. There was a smile above
Bad
it.
Bad things have happened every time there's a smiley dwarf. You're right.
But the first time, we got a nice warning.
We got a warning. It's not racist!
Is this the same dwarf?
you don't recognize this door.
Okay, let's see what we got here. Ooh, a lot of language.
Wow, whoa.
A lot of words here.
Okay, so...
This one good turn deserves another.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Okay, good.
We're getting good at this reading dwarvish.
Wow.
Good turn deserves...
Another?
Metagaming a little bit. That would be a good way to trick people to set them up with a phrase they think they know, and then no, you didn't finish translating it. That isn't actually. It didn't quite say that.
One good turn deserves. Trust the doorknob.
Oh, come on!
It. Do your homework.
So you have before you this door, open through the corridor to the east, or the handle that you can turn. Otherwise, there's another passage to the north.
So I say we turn the handle.
Yeah, I feel like it's telling us a good turn. So that's good. Good is good.
It's good. Who's going to turn the doorknob?
Hug.
Oh, damn. Oh.
I don't know.
No, I would have shoved him through the hole there.
You could see the negative, at least.
Yeah.
Okay, we know that.
Make sure.
Right.
That warning was right.
I'll turn the handle.
You're the healer. But you're the healer.
No, I'll do it.
What's your HP right now?
29.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you should do it.
You're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should do it.
We can spend a couple of those.
That sounds like foreshadowing.
When you do, you trigger a magic trap. Everybody needs to make a constitution saving throw.
I forgot to do detect magic.
Barbie, you take a -5 to this check. So you're adding your constitution modifier to this.
4.
6.
20!
Did you hit one? Did you really hit one?
I did hit one on that one.
I crit my con.
10.
Oh, this is your die.
-5.
I still hit a 1.
10 plus 2, I'm 12.
3. Critical. And Chris, 1. Crit for Scott, Steptoe.
Do I add the modifier?
Yes.
Then 12.
All right. Hayden.
You're a chicken, you're a chicken.
You
That's
joke.
How they got there.
But Hayden and Drake, you behold your two companions explode into Electrum coins and shower the ground.
You're welcome.
What? What?
Whoa.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Well, I gather them up.
One good turn. One good turn.
They're every other. I look at Adrian and go, it's everywhere.
We're rushing to put the coins in our bags. We're not even fazed.
No.
We're not, to heal them. Yes.
But it's we'll work on it.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure out some way to take these coins.
I just take my cape. I'm like, yeah. Cuffs, get over here. Yeah. Look at all these coins.
Yeah, I didn't even notice it was them.
Oh, my God.
You notice as you frantically throw these things into your money pouches that some of them have the face of Cuffs on them.
No!
And some of them have the face of Barbie.
No, it's like
them.
That Star Trek episode where they reduce people into those little cubes. You know, remember that?
Yeah.
So we'll rebuild them later. We just got to get them all now. Get all
so that's
ones.
It? I think.
And on the other side in Dwarvish text is, a fool and his money are soon parted.
This is what Cuffs wanted. Bears.
This is how you wanted to go out?
I think this is what
he would have liked to have erupted in coins.
Yeah. He's a thief. This is what he likes.
Okay, so that's a warning.
Oh, man. I cannot. Wait a minute. Did they open the door?
Did the door open?
Barbie did turn it and did start to open it. And so as you are starting to collect these coins, the door begins to move shut.
Man, we could have jammed it open with Hug's
body. I'll let you guys grab it to keep it from closing.
I guess you're supposed to pass through the mouth.
Now I'm scared. What am I going to erupt into if I pass through the mouth?
This is terrible. This is just terrible. But Electrum's like really valuable,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, like it's more valuable than gold.
I don't think we're
It's more than gold, right?
Mm-hmm. There's no way.
You might as well cut your losses.
I was going to say, we should cut our losses.
Right?
I mean, we got a sizable
windfall.
No,
I'm all with you, man.
Yeah, if I'm going to explode into coins, please.
You don't want us to lose the coins later.
I mean, I think they would want us to spend them in all of their favorite places.
But, yeah, not have them be lost in this
We can finally build that tavern right outside the mines.
This is enough for the tavern.
We're going to make so much more money.
I'm so tempted to leave with our friends money.
We'll never have to pay for drinks again.
You can call it the Barb and Cuffs. It's
Yeah. In our honor.
I don't see a downside except for the warning that says...
How much money are we talking here?
Each of them is 100 coins, so it's worth about 500 gold per person.
Oh, that's not that
much. That's not that much.
And you're like, guys. Couldn't be more gold.
Well, we definitely split it evenly.
Do you each take half of your companions?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that 50, seems fair. 50 of the Barbie and 50 of the Cuff coins.
If you think about it, dude, they're worth more than that because that's just market value of the weight of the metal.
These are
collector's items.
Never to be made again.
Exactly right. Get in on the ground floor of these rare, unique collectibles.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, do you want to continue on?
So let me see how far away we are from the entrance, right? Because I doubt he's going to let us live.
But we're really far. You guys just exploded into coins.
So much money.
And you're still holding open the door, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think we go into the room, though. I mean, I think...
Really?
Well, it's a corridor with stairs going up.
A fool and his money are soon parted. That's
You may have to spend us later in the mine.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
That would be
You might need this money.
I say we continue on.
You want to continue on?
Yeah. All
right.
What's going to happen?
But now we're like weighed down by
our friends'
body weight.
money?
In gold. Or even in the... I still can't believe that happened. Okay, all right.
So do you want to continue toward the stairs that go up, or would you like to continue down the spiraling path and go...
So we're going
to
go in the room that we've opened the door to?
Yeah, I...
Because those stairs go up.
The only reason... Yes, I understand that. Well, okay, I see what you're saying. I hate not going through a room that cost us some people.
That's true.
That's what I'm...
But we got something out of it, which is normally the reason that you would... That you would not, you know.
Oh, my God. It's like, Scott, I got bad news. What?
Your dad died. Oh, my God. But he turned into an iPad. Well, that's not so bad.
Well, okay.
Can I play with it? iPad. Oh, it's got all the latest apps
on it. It's actually yours.
Yeah.
iPad 2 or iPad 3?
the back.
Oh, no, even better. It's like an iPad 6. It's like a future generation.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's
continue. I mean, you're working on the assumption that the Forever Stone is down.
That's true. Not necessarily a learned or otherwise educated assumption.
We can continue down. Let's continue down.
Okay. We will continue on the spiral.
We continue down the spiral to the next corridor.
Okay. So the spiral eventually comes to a path that leads squarely to the north and then bends to the east.
Okay. Cuffs, can you check? Ah, shit.
Oh, shit.
All right. So we peek around that corner.
Okay.
Yeah, we're really cautious now. Before it was just our lives, but now it's all that.
Now it's all this electrum.
Yeah, I mean, it's
a lot to lose.
What you see is a tunnel that ends before a plain wooden door with an iron doorknob and hinges.
Okay, don't turn the knob.
Visible on this side. A raised alcove, 10 feet wide and 5 feet deep, is carved into the southern wall. Situated in it, facing north, is a hunched statue of a winged creature with horns.
Green dragon.
Describe the door again.
A plain wooden door.
Yeah, but you said something about the hinges.
Yeah, the iron or the...
With a iron doorknob and hinges visible on this side.
Why would they say that?
Because it swings inward.
Okay. But yeah.
I mean, outward.
Outward.
This is the better way to put it. I don't like this at all. Can we
go back?
What happens if you turn that knob again?
By the way, when you guys left that door, it did shut.
It did shut. Okay.
Shit.
Yeah, we should have jammed that open.
Well, we can go through the hole.
And see what we explode into?
I think the hole is there so you don't open it and turn into coins.
Well, wait. Should we inspect the statue real quickly? Just take
sure.
a look at it?
I'll use my cleric powers of checking statues.
Well, I know history and nature.
Okay. You can both make intelligence checks to just kind of search the area at the end.
Four. I rolled a 9, so 10 total. Did you really roll a 4?
I really rolled a 4.
Of course, why not?
You don't notice anything unusual about the statue, the door, the corridor?
Of course not.
It makes me wonder what check we would have passed for him to say to us, if you turn that knob, your friends are going to explode into coins.
Coins. You recognize this as the old exploding electrum trick.
All right.
It's famed among dwarves.
Famed. That's how they go out. Like when they're really, really old or sick and they just can't go on anymore.
What's this?
They send them down there.
There's no life insurance and...
Cuffs. No,
13 to money.
That's his rip cuffs.
I want me to.
You want to go back and try and crawl through the hole? We can do that.
Let's open this door.
Okay.
Let's open this door.
Wait, should we knock first?
What do you mean, like use the
scroll? No, like just knock on the door.
No. I don't want to let anyone know on the other side that we're coming. Cautiously open the door.
Make a dexterity saving throw.
Sure, why not? That would be a 9.
All right, you are unprepared as when you turn the door does not open, but the turning of the knob causes a giant spear to come jutting out from the center of the door, breaking through a small section of it and punching you in the chest for 9 points of damage.
Oh,
I kind of muttered to myself, why couldn't he have exploded into more coins?
You're like, let's go back to that door
if you're
hurting. Let's go ask
if you're hurting, buddy. Wait, you can take a healing potion.
I can take a healing potion. I drink my heal. Well, shit, we don't know what's a healing potion. Just because it says potion of healing on it. Like, whoo, I need this. Glug, glug, glug.
Explode into...
True paranoia has set in.
Explode into gold bars.
So is it a fake door?
Yeah, it doesn't even open.
Oh, jeez. So there's no other way out of this room.
The only other feature of this area is the gargoyle.
Yeah?
Which is facing north.
Well, you can fuck with the gargoyle. I'm not touching it. I say we go back. Well, we let that door shut. Do I trust this potion of healing?
Well, I have an actual one that I can give you that's in, I mean, that came with my...
Yeah. Okay.
Let me just, if you're really paranoid.
All right, hand me that one. I would like to use an intelligence roll to compare the two potions.
Oh.
Shite. 4.
They look identical to you.
Both I know they do.
Kind of
blue. Of course
blue.
They do. I just dump both of them on my head.
One's red, one's blue, but...
purple now.
No, they both do look like blue potions, okay. Similar in viscosity and color.
All right. Well, I will drink the one Step gave me.
I take the one back that...
You regain 2d4 plus 2 hit points.
2d4 plus 2.
I would like to... Is there anything in my knowledge that would help me understand about the gargoyle? I mean, I have maybe something more about what it is or what it represents.
Give me
I have
intelligence check and apply your knowledge arcana skill.
So, 11.
You know that some gargoyles are animated and often kept by wizards, and that they are often used as guardians of areas.
Nope. Nope. Nope.
You don't want me to just start tugging on it and pulling at it and see if maybe it moves or does something interesting? I'm feeling it from
you. Got a bad feeling about it.
All right, so we're going to backtrack
all the way
to the dwarf door.
And since...
This was your call?
Yes.
You're going to go through first?
This was my call. I will climb through the door. I climb through the gaping maw of this door.
And nothing happens.
Yeah!
My character is, however, disappointed. Oh. Okay, well, all right. And I climb through.
On the other side of the door, you can see that there are dwarven words that say, see through me, see through you.
One of us is going to end up with a giant hole in his...
See through me, see through you.
Fool is money are soon parted, too. Remember that warning.
There are steps that continue upward to the top level of the dungeon.
All right, we'll go up the steps.
All right, we'll go up the steps.
All right, we're going up the steps.
At the top of the steps, you come to a long, narrow landing between two rough-hewn flights of steps, one of which continues up beyond where you are. Between the staircase, carved into the wall, is a rectangular niche containing an iron hammer hanging from a hook. The hammer is sealed behind a pane of glass, and engraved above the niche are some words in dwarvish script.
That word is going to be.
In case of berserk golem, where's the M?
There it is.
Yes, in case of berserk golem, break, right? Glass. In case of berserk golem,
just
break
in case.
Glass.
Just in case. There's not going to be one.
Okay.
It's like an OSHA thing. They have to have that on the wall. It's okay. Don't worry about it.
Along with the minimum wage.
All right.
The state
and there's a
like
hammer
that.
In the glass?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, we continue up the stairs?
I think so. I don't think we...
He's not berserk yet.
We don't need the hammer just yet. I'm wondering if breaking the glass... And getting the hammer triggers him or anything, so...
Yeah, I'm worried about that, too.
In case of broken glass.
In case of broken...
Golem.
Oh, that's what it was!
Damn.
We got it backwards.
All right.
I'm actually... Golem's being...
A golem should be no problem for a cleric and a wizard to handle.
No.
With no fighter.
No fighter.
At
no,
all.
At all.
Yeah, they don't typically have immunity to magic or
no.
anything.
Yeah. All right, we'll get
right.
up the stairs.
All right.
At this point, we're just happy-go-lucky. We know we're dead.
At this point, you are back on the first level of the dungeon.
Yeah.
And without much difficulty, you can make your way back out to the exit if you choose.
It's a big backpack full of cuffs I got
we'll
here.
We'll say that we survived. We technically will have survived the Mines of Madness.
That's true.
Which is a feather in the cap of any adventure.
And we
not
will
as
be
big a feather.
The proprietors... of, you know, a tavern right outside them that would just reinforce the fact that we're that good.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to get the fuck out of this mine.
Uh-huh.
And
I like
we're
the plan.
Never, ever going to come back. That's my vote. Here's why. I'm a cleric.
Uh-huh.
And you're a wizard.
Oh, yeah.
And we are an imbalanced set of skills for the challenges that face
us. There's not a lot to do. Plus, bit of a propensity to roll fours.
A little bit.
In this group.
A little bit. And let's not forget, we haven't abandoned our friends.
No.
They're with us.
Motherfucker's dead.
But they're with us. You know, we didn't leave them there.
That's true.
Right?
We had a good time. We had some laughs.
We had some laughs. We had a fun time.
Except what's his name?
Hug?
No, the one eaten by a purple worm.
Oh, well.
Yeah, we never did find Collar.
He didn't get into the mine.
Who cares?
We never did find Collar, but oh, you know.
He expressed no intention of
going into the mine. Oh, dude, we should go find Collar and tell him and tell him to go turn that handle and we'll get more coins. See, because my character doesn't know he's dead.
Oh, yeah. Abernathy is...
Is he waiting to be put in?
Abernathy's just bounced.
No, he left.
Bounced.
He left a long time ago.
Yeah. All right,
I agree. Your theory intrigues me, and I say
let's explore. Based on the fact that we are not a complete party, nor do we have any attack power.
The odds of survival leaving...
We leave the mines
are almost identical.
All right. So, a very important question.
Yes.
Did you leave the loot divided between the two of you? With you having 50 of Cuff's coins and you having 50 of Barbie's coins?
Oh, no, I thought...
No, that would have taken a lot of time to sort.
We each took...
We have an equal amount.
I have Cuff's.
Oh, you want to do it like that? Okay.
So you took the time to sort them out?
We sorted them out.
I mean, not in the cave.
Not in the cave.
That's when you leave. Saying.
Well, let's get to the entrance.
You know what? We didn't really say, if you want to be fair about it.
We didn't.
I'm curious what you would have done.
I think that in our hurry, we would have...
Gathered everything up.
Scooped everything up, and then once we got to the right before the entrance or whatever, we would have said, okay, let's count it up.
We're out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we would have split it evenly, but I don't know what I would have done.
There's probably a jumble in both our packs.
Okay.
And I couldn't tell you the percentage.
Oh, God.
Because you said they fell into like a cascade of coins.
Yeah.
But we've got to be truthful. I would have just scooped them up.
Yeah.
And when you leave, you don't sort them. You could go and spend them on your tavern.
I don't know if I can bring myself to spend them.
Oh, what? What?
They were my friends.
What are you going to do? Put them on your mantelpiece?
Put them in a jar.
Hey, dude, you've got all this. What are you doing? They're my friends.
It's not that much gold, actually. 500 gold each? It's not that much.
It's more than the 40 I have in my life and surviving the Mines of Madness.
Honestly,
I'm going to trade on that reputation for a while, baby.
Honestly, straight up, I don't think I get to spend my friends.
What? I'm going to open up this tavern by myself.
I will open a tavern with you, absolutely.
You're going to need some more scratch than you got, buddy.
We, for the purposes of what you're about to tell us, we, of course, did not spend our friends.
Okay.
Why?
Because unless you sorted out the coins into two piles of 100 of each of them, your friends remained in the state forever.
Oh, shit.
No kidding?
If you had taken the time to put them, sort them out, and put them together, 100 of
and
Cuff,
all we could think about was how we were going to
Barbie.
Them. Not whether or not
you
we
would have
save
removed
them.
The curse on them.
Not whether or not we could save them.
See,
we're terrible.
Well, anyway, that's awesome. That's awesome. But think about that. That means we all got out alive.
Potentially,
I mean.
But you never put us back together, did you?
I don't know. I know that I won't let him spend them, so there's a potential that we will eventually.
No, it has to be done, he said.
Once you leave, if the coins are put back together, so maybe years from now when you're accumulating your wealth.
Hey, we never did sort out Cuffs and Barbie. You want to spend an afternoon just drinking beer and sorting coins? Yeah, that sounds good.
No, what ends up happening is in like 6 months we suffocate to death in a bank vault.
Or, I think that's a glorious
worst case scenario.
Minds of Madness.
Yes. All right.
What if you woke up inside the vault?
That's what I'm saying.
So you're so happy.
We'd wake up. Oh, that's true. See if I can get out of that
now
one.
Now you gotta break out. All you gotta do is break out, Cuffs. It's all yours.